It's no coincidence that Spain's youth protests erupted in the run-up to local elections. On their placards, demonstrators display the reasons for their resentment: no flat, no job. But they're also denouncing an electoral system that benefits the two main parties and nationalists at the expense of smaller political groups. With youth unemployment at 45%, career prospects are bleak, even for the well-qualified.
I don't imagine my future in Spain. I imagine my future somewhere else, because here it's too hard. And I like going abroad, so I will keep studying, but I won't be in Spain. That's for sure.
But for analysts, the discontent runs much deeper.
I think it's more of a political protest, akin to that of the Arab world, rather than what we're seeing, for example, in Greece, where it is clearly the dissatisfaction at the government measures. Here, the government has passed austerity measures, but that was a year ago, so it's not clearly that it is that is the main reason.
It's a year ago this month since Spain's Prime Minister implemented a tough austerity package. He's also moved to introduce more flexibility in the labour market, but Spaniards are struggling to see any results. The country has the highest unemployment rate in the European Union at 21.3%, and the economy has failed to gain serious momentum, barely emerging from recession. In 2010, the total public deficit stood at more than 9% of GDP. The fiscal deficit of the regions has grown considerably in recent years to 2.83%. The aim is to reduce these figures to 3% and 1.1% respectively. With this in mind, the regions, which represent some 36% of total public spending in Spain, have come under pressure to cut costs. The election winners will now have to get to grips with deficit reduction, an unpleasant task which some say has been put off until after the vote.